The Fringe Theater named a new executive director on October 28th, but she began her new role on October 18th. She is really involved in the art culture with 15 years of experience in events production. She will talk about her new role as a new executive director. Here's Megan Dart. Hi, Megan.
Hello.
First of all, what does it feel like to be named the new executive director of the Fringe Theater?
Oh, I am so excited and so incredibly grateful for this opportunity. I've been working with the Fringe team now for 6 years and producing the festival and supporting our very busy building throughout the year. And it just feels like a really natural progression and step forward.
How the hiring process went? Did people vote for the person they want at this role, or it's you that applied for the job?
So I held the interim position for about 6 months, and the board did engage an open search mm-hmm. process, which included, a short list of candidates and an ongoing interview process. But I am incredibly thankful that they have provided me the opportunity mm-hmm. to serve in this role.
When the former executive director quit in March 2021, you get the job by interim shared with the artistic director. Was it this experience that gave you the urge to become the next executive director?
I mean, it certainly helped. I feel so grateful for the opportunity to support the team through the production of the 40th Edmonton International Fringe Theatre Festival this last August. Of course, it presented many, many challenges. We were, bringing live events back in a time of pandemic, so it